It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Google's executive chairman Eric Schmidt has a follow-up act to his visit to North Korea. Today he is in Myanmar, the country also known as Burma. He spoke of the power of technology and is quoted telling an audience that one mobile phone in one village can record injustices. Schmidt is the first big U.S. tech executive to visit the Southeast Asian nation since it began emerging from decades of isolation. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Eric Schmidt's visit to Myanmar comes at a time when the country is undergoing dramatic political and economic reforms. Ernie Bauer with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says this presents enormous opportunity for business, particularly in the telecommunications field.
It's very important to understand that this is a relatively large country that's right in the middle of it's the bullseye of Asian growth for the next probably century. And you just don't find places that don't have telecom systems, don't have infrastructure, don't have IT systems. So this is going to be a very big market over the next couple decades.
Bauer says fewer than 10% of Myanmar's 60 million people currently have a mobile phone. Myanmar is working to expand and improve internet and mobile phone networks throughout the country and is expected to award two telecommunications licenses this year to foreign companies, potentially worth billions of dollars.
What could you do with the longest-lasting 4G LTE smartphone?
Google's Android mobile operating system is already well established in Asia. And Andrew Bartels, an analyst with Forrester, a global research and advisory firm, says along with its internet service, Google can offer the whole information technology package. Bartels says it helps to have the company's executive chairman make the pitch. He says Schmidt has become something of an ambassador for Google.
Schmidt has that statesman-like perspective, the ability to go and talk to heads of state or talk with business leaders. And because of his age, his experience, has credibility that the younger executives may not have off the bat.
Evan Wilson, a senior research analyst at Pacific Crest Securities, says Schmidt's interest in Myanmar may be philosophical. Wilson says the Google executive is also a member of the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. He says Schmidt visited North Korea in January.
And I think if you see what Eric Schmidt's trying to do going into these countries that don't have deep internet penetration and that the government of those countries has really kind of held back the citizens from being online, it's, I think, that he's trying to break through and just to make sure that everybody's online, which could benefit Google and just people in general.
Whatever his reasons, Schmidt's visit to Myanmar doesn't guarantee success. Bauer, with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says there's stiff competition for Myanmar's telecommunications market by companies in Norway, Malaysia, and Singapore, among others. And Bauer says U.S. companies are hobbled by some sanctions still in place against individuals in Myanmar.
This is a real risk for American companies. There are a list. It's called the Specially Designated Nationals, or the SDN list. And you cannot do business with those people or you're breaking the law.
Bauer says the problem is some of those people on the list hold positions in Myanmar's telecommunications sector. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.